Hello, everybody. You are listening to Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth, your host. It is wonderful to have you all with us. My guest today is fabulous. I have now known her 7 years, wow, since October of 2012, and she is just amazing. We met at a workshop that we were both attending, and you know how you meet the ones you're supposed to meet, and she is so gifted in being able to connect with spirit and give answers that we have done trades ever since, because her gift is phenomenal. And she's also an international best-selling author. She has 5 books out there. And I just think we want to start the calls as soon as we can. You want to call in and make sure that you get to ask Audrey Arby any questions that you want. So, Audrey, while we're waiting for that very first call in, would you please tell us about your latest book and any other book that you want to, and how people can get a hold of you?
Okay, so first of all, thank you for that astounding introduction. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we did meet. We met at Author 101, and we just connected immediately. So my latest book is called Raising Race Consciousness, Healing Racism, Sexism, and Other Isms. That's the one that went number one international bestseller on Kindle. And the book is designed to literally help heal whomever reads the book. It has the seminar running through it, because I do seminars. And this book is on Kindle. It's on Audrey Now, AudryNow.com. And it's on ebook stores. So you can find that book in various different ways. My first book is called The Mother's Manual, A Spiritual and Practical Guide to Child Rearing and Motherhood. And I'm mentioning that one because it's going to also be, I am so pleased about this, at e-book stores, so one can get it for any holiday. And most people like Mother's Day, but Mother's Day, frankly, is any day. I'm a mom, and so Mom's Day can be any time. What I'm also doing, and this is relatively new for me, it became very clear to me that it's time for all of us, anybody alive who chooses it, to up-level the very vibration that we are, and what we're made of is vibration and intent. You can call it frequency. There are many words for it. So I now have an online course called Morph into the Magic of Self-Love, and that refers to the soul essence self and the ego personality self. And the course,
well, yeah, I'm sure all of that is on your website. Again, Audrey Now, and it's AudryE. She spells Audrey a little differently than most do, so AudreyNow.com.
Yeah.
We'll get into more of that, Audrey, in a little bit. We've got Amy on the line. Amy,
Okay. Welcome.
Hey, I'm having a hard time hearing the show right now, but darn. Hey, Sharon, I'm having a hard time hearing the show, but I wanted to ask you on my selling the Tulsa, Oklahoma property, is there anything, information I could give you on that would benefit me more, because the tenants aren't going to buy it, and they just seem, I'm going to have to do a 30-day notice on them. I was hoping it was going to be a lot easier.
Okay, Audrey, this is
what
Amy.
What is it you want to know, Amy? Tell me what you want to know.
She's selling her property that's in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and she wanted the tenants to buy it because it's being rented out. But don't want to buy it. So what do you see concerning that property?
Okay, hold on a sec. Let me look. Hold on.
Amy, while she's looking, what number did you use to call in?
888, the 6008 number.
Would you give me the whole number, please? I know this sounds weird, but my computer's broken. I'm traveling. I don't have it.
888.
877-6008.
Thank you. I want everybody to know it. Thank you so much, Amy.
That is so funny.
Oh, thank you.
So when I'm looking at the property, can you hear me, by the way?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so it looks like, for whatever this might mean, and I sometimes get things in symbols, it looks like the way it's being shown to me is though the property is in, I'm making a picture with my hands as though you could see it. It's though it's in four sections, and the way it's being shown to me, it's the section that on my, okay, upper left, on, okay, north, south, east, west. It might be the northeast or the northwest. I sometimes see it backwards. There's something about it needs to be neatened up a little or cleaned up a little or something like that. And if that's do you know what I'm talking about? It'll be easier to sell because there's something that, okay, my guides could be funny. So I need to let you know, I have to tell everybody, sometimes my guides have me laughing. So what they're saying is it could look a little raggedy. That doesn't mean it's actually raggedy. It just means it needs to be fixed up a little bit so it's more appealing, not only to what one sees, but how it feels, the energy. So I would do, oh, God, I would literally walk the area with sage and change the vibration about it. And anything that you may have, what I'm going to call unfinished, if there's any anger or upset about anybody that may in the past that you know have had anything to do with that, that needs to be, let's say, healed and more peace made with it. And then the whole thing gets a smoother vibration. And what's the name of these tenants or whomever it is that you're looking to sell it to? It'll help me to know what that is so I can tune in on them.
The current tenants that live there that I'm going to have to ask to move out are Bridget and Gary. And I think they have two daughters.
Oh, wait. You don't want them to buy it or you want them to leave?
I want them to buy it, but they stated they cannot buy it. They are not financially able to. So I need them to move out peacefully, and that's what was my real concern.
Okay, either you work out what I just said about the property and give them, like, terms that they could deal with because actually they would like the property. They just need a little bit more amenable terms. And if you can find a way to do that, which means, now, I'm going to say things that a lot of people say I could do that. Most people have a little bit issue with this. It's letting go of the ego about who has to be right and how much you have to get it and when it needs to be done and all of this stuff. So if you can create some more flow about it and still get it legally done so everybody feels safe, there is a possibility they can buy it. Otherwise, if you really do choose to have them move, that, from what I'm being shown, can take a couple of months. I do not see them moving like lickety-split. For whatever reason, that could take 2 to 3 months from what I'm being shown.
Okay, go ahead.
Amy, just something else for you to look into to go along with what Audrey said. Is that if you do a contract for them to rent to own, so they're paying you extra rent every month, which goes towards the down payment or the ownership, then a lot of banks will fund them after they've rented to own and never miss a payment. And it's either 12 months or 24 months. And that way they could buy it, and if they ever miss a payment, it comes right back to you anyway, the whole house.
And that would be an amenable way to do this. That's harmonious because they do want to stay.
I know, but they wanted to do a 5-year on that rent to own, and they wanted me to lower the rent. No. So anyhow, okay. Hey, do you have other callers in the line?
Did you want to ask another question really quickly, Amy? By the way, for everybody who wanted to call in, it's 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. Go ahead, Amy. What's your question?
Okay, if this is too long, then just delete. I need to find my divorce document and my marriage certificate, and I have torn apart my room everywhere possible that it could be. I had it. I cannot find it. I need to find it. Do you get a hit on it at all? Is that question allowed?
It's allowed. I don't know what else. All right, Amy, let me have your whole name, and let me have your birthday. Or at least
Amy,
like
Cavani.
Can I have that?
Amy Kathleen Serena.
And your birthday?
August 5th, 1962.
Right, hold on. This is
Sharon, so thank
you. Telling me it's hiding in plain sight. So,
so what that normally means, Amy, is that it's right there and you've looked past it.
Yeah, I would say it's either in a dresser drawer or either a night table or a desk, something, because they're telling me it's there. It's hiding.
Okay.
Right. If you ever made any copy, which I don't know that you did, I'd even look in a computer and see if anyone ever, what's that called? Shoot, how could I? Not faxed it. When you make a copy and you still have it in the computer, the word isn't coming to me right now. But like that kind of thing. But they're saying it's there. It's there. You have it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So do you have any papers like on a desk or something, Amy, where it could be like on the bottom of the stack of papers instead of on the top?
Yeah.
I have gone through everything, everything I could think of. I mean, I have literally torn every drawer apart. I've went through every book.
Okay. You're doing this with, how do I want to say this? You're doing with this with a very tense attitude. You need to go slow. Slow down.
Okay.
Get yourself more centered because part of you isn't seeing what's right there to be seen. So it's like sometimes a person picks something up and they can, I'm not saying this is what happened, but they can inadvertently pick up two pieces of paper instead of the one, and then they don't see what was right there because they just somehow mispicked it up. Go more slowly because it's there, and it could be right on the desk.
Okay. I'll let you know. I'll... Go ahead.
Okay, so thank you for calling in, Amy. I would just go through it again really, really slowly and then surprise yourself. And I simply ask your guys and say, okay, guys, I'm willing to see it this time. Please guide me.
Yeah,
thank
and allow it.
Thank you. Thank you for taking the questions, too. I apologize. Okay, great show.
Thank you, Amy. Okay,
you.
So we have an email coming in. We had an email earlier today. And it is from a lady named Courtney, and the birthday is 10/10/81.
I love
it. And she's pregnant with her third child. Of course, she's curious, boy or girl, but she's really more curious about the health and anything she needs to know about this unborn child coming in that would help her be a wonderful mother.
Okay, let me see. Oh, that's going to be a happy little baby. It's got a very happy spirit. I hesitate to say which sex. My daughter tells me that's not my strongest suit. But let's see. This is really interesting because I want to say it's got a girl energy, but it could also be a boy. It doesn't mean the kind of sexuality, but it's got a happy, happy, bright, shiny, sparkling energy in terms of health. Oh, this is interesting. You keep yourself, Courtney, happy. You keep yourself positive. Do some form of meditation or breathing technique and pick some kind of music or song that you love that is easy and play it regularly and sing it to the baby and allow that to be. And then when the baby is an external baby and if there's ever any nervousness, you play that song. So make it not a raucous dance tune, that's a, for a different purpose, but a song that you like, that you find calming and that you find invigorating and loving, and do that, and it'll help calm the baby down if and when, and we all can have an if and when there can be an upset, but I get a happy kid.
And you know, this is so funny because, you know, Courtney's mother did that with her.
Oh, that's interesting.
Courtney's mother did that, and they played a song the entire time that she was pregnant, you know, with her. And they played that song over and over again every night before they went to bed.
to make it, you know, like calm down, now we can go to sleep. And if they were on a really long drive and the kids started getting anxious, that song would go in the, you know, in the CD player.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And does it keep, I wonder if it keeps Courtney safe. I did it with my daughter. And when she was born, if she ever needed to sleep, which they all do, I would play that tune and she'd just go, and go right out.
Yeah, and that's what happened with Courtney. So she'll love that answer when we convey that to her. Thank
okay,
you.
Perfect. Happy
yeah,
baby.
And it's funny,
we get that.
You say it's a girl. Everybody's taking bets. You know, all of her. You know, I'm friends with the mom. And so everybody's taking bets on what it is. I put mine on a girl. I said,
oh,
I think it's a
funny.
Girl.
Okay.
Yeah. But our mutual friend Susan, the medical intuitive, she put her bet on the boy. So
oh,
I
that's funny, because at first it was like girl, then it looked boy, and so it's like I'm just leaving that one, but the first one I heard was girl, so that's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, so I just think, you know, maybe that child doesn't want that to be known, so it keeps giving off different energies or whatever, you know.
And then
I think
there are a
be.
Lot of people being born now, a lot of kids that have a very, very balanced blend of energies.
Yes.
So they're coming in that way. I mean, they're still a boy or a girl, most people. Okay, there are some that are not. But they can have a different kind of balance than some kids in the past might have had.
And so again, call in number is 888-627-6008. And we would love to hear from you. We have very talented Audrey. I do want to go back, Audrey, to your book. You've mentioned two of them. Would you tell us again about another one?
Okay, so we mentioned Raising Race Consciousness, and we mentioned the Mother's Manual. One of the books that's, well, a lot of fun. Okay, and this one's in print on 100% post-consumer recycled paper, so we save trees. That one is called What If You Are and Life is Miraculous. That's my ABC affirmation art coloring book. And even though my intent when I wrote it was for kids, I have discovered, and this surprised me, that adults like the book, seniors like the book, and teens like the book, because it helps up. First of all, the pictures are really cute, and they can be colored or in some cases even painted. And the words are, well, they help one's vocabulary, and in some cases I made up some words because there were cue words and other kinds of weird letters, and people get a major kick out of it, and it up-levels a person's self-esteem. So sometimes it's being used for kids that, or adults that can have questionable or lower self-esteem. And in the coloring of pictures, they evolve, plus which the book has art in it, and the art. My art is called Audrey's Om Art, Art That Opens the Heart. So the art that's in there will already create a shift. And
well, I would like to add, Audrey, that you are quite the artist. And it's a very unique style of art, but it's bright, it's cheery. And it just brings joy when you look at it. Again, that would be on Audrey Now, AudreyNow.com, if you would like to see that. Okay, go ahead. I just wanted to put a plug in there for you, Audrey, because your art's incredible. And
thank
most
you.
Of her
thank
pieces are huge. But you get samples, too, on the covers of the book. I mean,
yes.
They're just so bright and cheery.
Yes. Oh, people can get free samplers of any of my books. Of my books, because on the website I do give away free samplers, PDFs, so people can say, well, let me see, do I like this book or not? So you could download a free sampler in PDF form to see. And then the other book, I love this because I like food. This one is called Vim Vigor Vitality Vegan, plus the Natural Kangen Water Specialties. So, yes, it's my lifestyle. I'm a long-time vegetarian. Mostly at this point, raw vegan. So the beginning of the book is all about health and wellness, because to me, if you don't have it, let's just say it's important to have health and wellness to really have a happy life. It's one of the ingredients, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and financially. And then the other part of the book of recipes, and because people asked me to put in cooked recipes, they were cooked and they were raw. And do I keep making up new recipes? Yes, I do. So now I'm putting them in my blog. And I have a blog. It's called Ask Audrey Blog. And that's also on the website, Audrey Now.
I think that's fabulous. Okay, so I have a question on behalf of our producer that you met before the show started.
Sure.
And do you have any good news for him that he can celebrate? Like, are the stations growing? Is anything around the radio station or anything around any of his precious children?
Can I have either his name, or if that's not, he want to give it out, initials, birthday, something for me to focus on? And if it's kids, I need a name for each kid, because it's easier for me to tune in one by one than a whole mush. So let me can I have a name? Is he okay with that?
His name is Don, and the last, the initial is an N. And then he works with his, let's just focus on work, he works with his brother, Doug.
Okay, hold on, give me a sec. Oh, they need to have more fun. They need to just have more fun. They need to lighten up. Someone, I'm not sure which one of them, I think it's the second one, has gotten a little too heavy energetically. And I'm not saying one shouldn't be serious, okay? I have huge intent with everything I do, okay? And I'm certainly not saying be lackadaisical. That's not what I'm saying. However, if one doesn't bring joy to what one does, it lowers the energy of what it is. And when one brings the joy and the underneath purpose of why somebody does something, that's what they need to look at. Why are they doing this? Are they doing this to really bring, let's just say, enlightenment? Are they doing this to bring entertainment? All of which is good, okay? Entertainment, education. When they get more clear with that and have that in their vibrational intention when they're doing this, it'll spread more. One of them, which one? Let me see. I think it's the Doug one. But one of them has a little too much fear. Now, fear is a common thing that most people can find laying around the house or the being. And if one allows the fear to dominate, that's what dominates. That's why I'm doing my seminar, Morph into the Magic of Self-Love, so we can release that stuff. I call it junk. So that we can really be operating more from our essence than from the ego. And when someone gets too stuck in the ego, which we all have, they're not going to go where they need to go. So they need to, both of them, allow themselves to really have this move forward. Does Dawn have a daughter? Is there a daughter?
Yes.
Suddenly a daughter's popping up.
Yes, he does. Dawn, if you want to add in, you sure can. Go ahead, Audrey.
Okay. I need to hear the daughter's name and about how old she is, because I'm getting a sense of somebody, I think, in their teens. I'm not 100% sure, so it would help me to see that, to know this, so I could look more closely and get a more accurate something.
Yeah,
so a name and a birthday would be helpful for me.
I don't know that. Maybe we can get that from him during the commercial break.
Okay.
But we do have another person that had emailed.
She needs attention. Okay, whoever this daughter is, okay, she just needs some more attention. There's an emotional stuff going on inside of her. She doesn't like to talk about it. I'm not saying it's horrible. He doesn't have to go into any panic, okay? But she needs to let herself or create in the family where she can feel more comfortable to talk about, I'm going to call it her secret special little heart stuff. And when that's there, she'll feel more easy to be able to discuss it and be more at ease with herself. So that's what I'm going to say about her. And then if he gives me more information, I can go more specifically into what it is I'm being shown.
Okay, thank you. We had somebody else write in, too. His name is Bill, and he was writing in about his daughter, Elizabeth, who got married to Cody about 2 years ago. And they're wondering, both are very busy, both in the medical profession, And they're wondering if this is good timing for a child, or should they wait, or what are you getting on that?
I knew you were going to ask about a baby. I knew it. Okay. I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me take a look at that. Just hold on a sec. Oh, the guides are hysterical. All right. So here's, if I start laughing, I can't help it. They're funny. So they're always going to be busy. Okay. It isn't going to be like all of a sudden, oh, look, not busy. So what the guides are saying, no time like the present. If they feel, if the couple feel like they would like to have a child, and they discuss who's going to take a little more time to do this and that, who's going to, you know, like create possible ways of handling what's going to be, then, yeah, they could do it. Is it going to be that one person is going to totally quit and the other? No, I think they're going to work something out where somehow or other they can each at different times do some of their work and each can also have some of the time at home. Now, obviously, when a woman has a baby, for the first couple of months, she is with the baby. The nesting time, and that is precious, and that should, in my personal opinion, never be destroyed, because that's the mega bonding time. And the father also should take that time, not in the same way as the mom, because generally dads don't nurse the baby the way a mother does, and all of that kind of thing, and be able to be there so they really have that. And that'll give them, they're literally showing me a nest. This is hysterical. That will actually give them that time to create a very nice foundation. But I'm hearing they're ready. They may not know they're ready. They're also nervous, I will tell you that. The things that most people ask, will I be a good mother? Will I be a good dad? What about blah, blah, blah. That, to calm down. But, yeah, they could do it now.
Well, and I just think that he wrote in with that question because he's ready to be a grandpa. You know, sometimes sometimes it's the parents that ask the kids to hurry up and provide grandchildren, right?
Yeah, could be. But they're ready. They just want, you know what it is? That couple wants perfect, like the perfect time. There is none. You wait till you're ready and you feel the energy inside. What a friend of mine umpteen years ago said, because he told me, you're waiting for perfect. He said, nah. He said, you look to see if you've even got an edge, one little possibility, then you go for it. They've got the edge. They have, I don't mean like an edge like a horrible thing. They have the capacity and the ability. They just need to talk about potential ways they would manage this. And then, yeah.
Okay. We have our one commercial break right now in the middle. And so we will be right back after this place.
How would you like to be able to read other people's minds? Well, the next best thing is here. When you know how to read a person's name, you know how the person thinks, feels, and behaves. Each letter in our name holds a key to unlock our true essence. Our name contains both our gifts and challenges in this lifetime. Nemology science discovers personality secrets hidden in the placement of the letters of our names, including the first and last impression people remember about us. Sharon shows us how to interpret the arrangement of letters as outlined in her book, Know the Name, Know the Person. Sharon Lynn Wyeth created Nemology Science after 18 years of research and testing her theories and has supported thousands of people around the world in understanding themselves and others better. You'll enjoy Sharon's unique teachings as she shares her system to learn the gifts behind your given birth name. Even if you don't like your birth name, there are jewels in this book. If you're thinking of changing your name, ready to name your child, or wanting to get along better with others, this is the book for you. If you'd like to improve your relationships and change your life for the better, get the book today, Know the Name, Know the Person, or visit www.knowthename.com. That's www.knowthename.com.
Welcome back again to Know the Name, Know the Answers. Our call-in number is 888-627-6008. 6008. And again, in case you cannot be here during this particular time, you can always email in your question for our guest to info@knowthename.com ahead of time, because I always try to slide those in also to make sure that those questions also get answered. Okay, so we have another one that got mailed in early, Audrey, and I love the confirmation that we got during the break from that you were correct with Don and his daughter and what was going on. So I want to verify that for everybody. So that is really great. So the one that was emailed in, the name is Bernard, goes by Bernie, last name starts with an M, and he is in his late 60s and has met somebody that may be a potential mate. He's asking, is this the right person? Is this not? How does this look to you?
Did we get a name for the potential mate? Did we get an initial? Did we get something? It makes it easier.
Did we get anything? We didn't get anything because he didn't want to jinx anything.
Oh, that's so hysterical. All right, let me go look at this.
Does it help to know that it's a male?
Hold on, let me just look. All right, here's the thing. The minute you mention Bernie gets nervous. Okay, that's the first thing I heard about him. He gets nervous. So before I even look at the potential mate, Bernie would do well to let himself calm down and not think that anything, all right, I'm going to exaggerate just a little bit here, that almost anything he touches is going to slide through his fingers. It's not. He has a fear of loss. So that has to be dealt with, and then he will feel more comfortable to allow himself to actually explore potentials in life, not just a mate, but various potentials in life. In terms of the mate, let's look. Hold on. He should check this person out, because the person seems to have good intent. Oh, they're funny. They're funny. The two of them, it's like the way the guides, are showing it, it's as though they both have little magnifying glasses. So that's so that they're looking and they're checking and they're checking and they're looking. So I'm going to tell you something. If any of us walk around constantly with a magnifying glass, we're going to find stuff. There's always stuff. So in a relationship, the best thing to do is, number one, have self-love. Even as we're evolving, we're always evolving, so you start with self-love. And allow oneself to see the positive aspect of who the other person is and discuss whatever potential issues could be and how one wants to proceed. If one chooses to think they're going to find perfection, guides are laughing. There is no such thing. And if one did find, ostensibly in quotes, perfection, you can't go anywhere from it, because we live in a third-dimensional universe, at least most of us most of the time, and nothing stays the same in three dimensions. It doesn't. Things shift. So our best bet is to go for wholeness on some level and evolve from there. So, yeah, should he check this person out? Yes.
So it's worth him pursuing and then go ahead and having more conversations.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Go ahead. We had three more people that had emailed in.
Okay.
And the next one is Sean, and the last name starts with an R. And wondering if you see him passing his bar exam this July.
And his name is Sean?
Uh-huh.
Okay, hold on. Another nervous one. And with this one, it shows as though he's chewing on a pencil or a pen. You know, he actually knows what he needs to know. He needs to relax with it a little more, take it in. They're telling me, oh, they're so funny. they're take it in easy bites. That doesn't mean bite the pencil, okay, or the pen or these marks. But take what he's studying in bite-sized pieces rather than looking to swallow the whole thing in one piece, because then it'll choke. And then that's like a self-sabotage right there. It feels like he's looking to do too much, too soon, too quick, too fast. So whether he means to or not, he is inadvertently self-sabotaging. Because, again, he the way it's being shown, it's as though if he doesn't get 100%, it's nothing. That's not the case. That's not the case. He needs to allow himself to know what he knows, to look at stuff that may be a little bit questionable, to trust the process of learning and his ability to, I'm going to say, extrapolate from whatever kinds of questions that he might ask in this exam that he's going to know how to answer. Because he has information inside himself that he forgets that he has. So it's like a jazz musician allowing themselves to improvise, which a person has to do in life, even in law, and allow it to happen. Everything isn't you just memorize every single thing. Life doesn't happen that way. Not even in a law exam, not even in a medical exam. And, yeah, there are things you absolutely need to know, the names of the bones or the names of the laws or whatever that might be. But certain questions are open to interpretation, and I'm hearing there's some kind of way in some of this test that some of that will be, and if he knows how to present what he needs to present, he's going to do fine. So, yeah, he can.
Okay, good. I was curious if he actually wanted to pass.
Oh, now that is a good question. You want me to look at that?
Please.
Okay, hold on. Let me see. You know, I didn't know I was going to see this, but I'm going to tell you this. What's showing up, there's a part of him that, now I'm going to say something that you're probably going to go, who wants that? But there's a part of him that likes to suffer and likes putting himself through, like extreme, not exactly torture. Don't take me literally on that, okay? But like an extreme circumstance, because then he feels like he really accomplished something. Like there are some people who think if you take the hardest path possible, that means you learn the most. Not necessarily. Sometimes what it means is someone took the hardest path possible. And there is a time for that, but not always. Sometimes it's nice to take a pretty path. And I'm not talking about the road less traveled, okay? Because the road less traveled is simply unique and specific for whatever that person might be. That I would recommend for him. But does he want to pass? He seems to be somewhat stuck in struggle. So when he can shift that he doesn't have to struggle, that it's okay to him to do well, and he'll still be loved and accepted and celebrated and all that, then it'll be easier for him to pass, and it'll be easier for him to even allow himself to pass, and not just pass, but to do nicely.
Fabulous. He's going to love this when he listens to this later.
Okay, do you understand what that is? Okay, never mind. That's it.
I definitely get that one for him.
Okay,
but I think he'll get it when he listens to the show later, so thank you for that, Audrey.
Oh, you're welcome.
The next one is Connie. She spells her name a little differently, C-O-N-I.
Okay.
And the last name starts with a W.
Okay.
And she did send in her birthday. It's 1/12/1931.
Okay.
And she's curious about her health, how she's doing.
Okay. The first thing I heard, okay, even when you said it, the first thing I heard was yes. That if she had a question, should she do this, should she do that, should she move on? The answer was yes. So now let me see that I just kept hearing yes. So let me look at her health. Hold on a sec. Here's what I'm getting. there's a part of her that's wondering, should she do something? There's something new, or there's something new and different that she's wondering, should she allow herself to do it? The answer is yes, 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 yes. Yes. Okay, in terms of her health, now let me look at that. Hold on. Oh, God. This woman can be very tough in her own way, and she's got that within herself, and it's an internal strength. And when she calls on that internal strength, this woman can accomplish miracles. That's what she needs to do, is call on the internal strength. Even if it feels for some reason or other like a wire, like a wire is a thin thing, even if it feels like that, that's what she's to call on, and she will do fine. It isn't about how much you can, bench press at a gym. It isn't about if somebody is 7 feet tall and weighs, I don't know, what would someone weigh, 200 pounds? She has an internal, they're calling it tensile, T-E-N-S-I-L-E, strength that right now would stand her in good stead. That's how I'm going to answer that, because that's what I'm being shown.
Okay. And then the next one was Tamara. The last name starts with an M. She says she's 69, didn't give a birthday. And asks if, she says that she's been single quite a long time, is very active in her community, travels a lot. Is there a love interest for her down the road, or should she just give up that idea and keep enjoying her life the way she is now?
All right, before I even look at that, I'm going to say, first of all, everybody should enjoy their life the way it is, because it's your life, okay? And then, I mean, there's no reason not to. We have the moment. And then let me look at the love thing. So hold on.
Well, it's like she's having a great time and is very busy, but it's also like, should she hold out for that, for the hope, or let that hope go?
No, you never let a hope go. So let me just, you know. But you don't sit there like on tender hooks, when. Don't do that either. But do, let me see the potential for love. Hold on one sec. I got it. Hold on. Yeah, there could be another one. There could be. And it could happen when she's around 72. And for anyone who thinks that's old, let me tell you, it depends on the person. But sometimes numbers is simply a number, truly. And I know people that are many different numbers, and some of the ones with a bigger number have more energy than some of the ones with a smaller number. So it's really kind of up to the person. But this is a very loving person. So for her, allow her to be, let me say that in words, allow herself to be out and about, and also have an openness for love, not a desperation looking under every rock. I wouldn't do that. That's like annoying, and under every rock would be a thing. Okay, so you don't want that. But allow herself to have an openness for an amazing person to come into her life. And then if it happens, when it happens, hello, great. And if it doesn't, she's still in a place of love and enjoying the experience of being alive. And the first thing, I'm going to state the obvious, have a love relationship with herself, with the Creator, with life. And that alone can attract it. Will it always?
Got it.
Not always. Sometimes it's one's karma, for whatever reason, doesn't mean they were bad, does not mean that, to not have that happen in this life. But for her, they're smiling. My guys like to smile. I would say there's a good potential when she's around 72, give or take, right around that age.
Well, I think that's wonderful. She's going to love that news. And another one that we had that wrote in that will be listening later, her name is Pat. The last name starts with an R. And she just moved to a new area, and she's wondering how long it will take to integrate. And also, she's having some discord with her daughter, and she didn't give me her daughter's name, but anything you can tell her about that.
Okay, hold on. Let me see. So first let's look at the integration and blah, 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 in the new neighborhood. Pat R., hold on. All right, so she's an interesting combination of likes to get out there and doesn't want to get out there, likes to get out there and needs quiet time. Okay, so when she's in the mood and has the energy to be out and about, be out and about, okay? When she doesn't want to, don't force. Be quiet. Stay in. Do whatever it is that'll have her be at ease. And once she starts to, I'm going to call it, understand the lay of the land, so to speak, and the environment in which she is, she will find those people that she chooses to get to know. And through them, she'll find others. In terms of, it may take a half a moment, they're funny, for that to happen. So it isn't a rush, and it isn't like it's going to take forever. It won't. So allow her to be, she needs to allow herself to be in flow. Because like a new person, very few people that I know of wants to be pounced on, okay? And, oh, I'm new. It's like, okay, back up, okay? So allow it to flow naturally, and she'll find that she'll know where to go. And when she follows her intuition, and yes, everyone has some, she'll know where to go and when to go and to pay attention to that. In terms of the daughter, let me see. Hold on. Oh, God. This is a power play. They are fighting for dominance. Who's right and who wins? So when there's ever something like that, nobody wins, nobody's right, because it's all a power play and it's all ego. So one has to back off a little bit, and I know someone can say, well, I'm the mother. Well, sometimes it's the mom that has to be a little more understanding, sometimes not. I told you, I wrote a book called The Mother's Manual. So, and it has plenty smaller books. So it's all on AudreyNow.com, AudreyNow.com. Anyway, but, yeah, she wants that. Yeah. They can't be arguing who's right, who's going to win, blah, blah, blah. So she needs to back up a little, do some kind of meditation, raise her frequency, start to see a little more of the daughter's point of view. She doesn't have to like it, and she doesn't have to agree with it. She simply needs to understand it from the daughter's perspective. When she could do that, and part of her wants to go, blech, blech, blech. Okay, but when she can do that, see it from the daughter's perspective, she'll have another way of speaking with the daughter that will calm the energy. Otherwise, oh, God, this could get pick, like chickens with beaks. And nobody wants to be pecked. I mean, they're pointy. So it hurts. So one has to back off a little bit and come with love. I'm laughing because she doesn't want to do that. Okay? And come with love to be able to have that kind of conversation. And they're telling me that it's important for her to remember that she loves her daughter. She may not like certain things. We all can have that. And the daughter actually does love the mother, even though sometimes it may not appear to be that way. And now and then I'm being told the three T's. Sometimes things take time.
Time. Yeah, sometimes things do. So how can we get a hold of you, Audrey? Let's say somebody wants a reading. How can they get a hold of you?
Well, first, my website, AudreyNow, AudreyNow.com. That'll show art and books and all that stuff. The Morph, I'm big into Morph Into the Magic, so you can learn about that at AudreyNow, AudreyNow.com/Morph, MORPH. And that seminar comes with a guarantee that if you do it as it's designed, which means minimally listening to the 30-minute audio that you will get, the participant will get every day, different audio, and do what it says, you will grow. There'll be videos and there's written material, there's all that. But it's listening to the 30-minute audio and doing what it says while you're listening. And there's a guarantee you will grow. You can reach me. I have a toll-free number at 888-757. For a minute, I forgot my number. Isn't that weird? Okay, 888-75-PEACE, P-E-A-C-E, and whatever those numbers are. So it's 888-5-PEACE, P-E-A-C-E, or direct 917-494-0628. And I take texts, 917-494-0628. And you could, I get a lot of emails. I get a ton. So it's easier through the website or go to my web, the email I'm doing my best to save for clients, AudreyNow, AudreyNow at Gmail.
I will put all of that in the newsletter so that everybody's got it, Audrey. What's one thing that you wish everybody knew about life? I mean, and what they need to know is you are a very much a senior citizen and incredibly active and physically fit and look at least 30 years younger than your age. You're just amazing. So what is it that you wish everybody knew?
That they're magnificent. That everybody has brilliance inside them, that the biggest thing that really exists is love. And when we really create that inside, we have that in life. And is there always more? Yes. Is there always room to grow and evolve? Yes. Are we ever done? No. So is there always the next side? Yes. And in terms of health and wellness, as far as I'm concerned, you can have it forever. I am more strong. No, for real. I am more strong now and more even physically active than I was at 15.
Which is your fabulous walking example that you walk your talk, Audrey. Thank you so much for joining us here tonight.
Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you so much, Sharon. Thank you. You do fabulous work. Thank you.
Well, thank you. You are listening to Know the Name, Know the Answers. The first Thursday of every month, you'll be calling in to get your names read. Every other Thursday, we have a fabulous guest like Audrey that can give you answers. So you can email those in ahead of time, just as so many people did for tonight's show, and that is at info@knowthename.com. Next week, we have Susan with us, who is a medical intuitive. I think that's a good one that's coming up, but I think maybe next week is still the first week of May, so she may be after that. So anyway, come join us at Know the Name, Know the Answers, and again, this is Sharon Lynn Wyeth, your host, signing off.
Bye.